Praise God for the joy of the Lord that's our strength. And let's go ahead and open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we go on here by the grace of God. He takes us on. And more in Christ tonight. And we'll begin reading in chapter 2 from verse 7. Precious brother Paul, so thankful for his boldness in grace. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Let's read that again. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Know that for your lives. Put yourself right in there. Wherefore I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And I love that, how Paul, that they also might. This is one of those, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I love also. Never realized I loved also that much. But I love also. Especially when Paul says also. Because praise be to God, that's me, that's you. Hallelujah. Well, right in these three sweet little verses, we have two in Christ. And you're saying, well, brother, how could there be two in there? I only see one. Well, when he tells you that he's going to give you understanding in all things, I believe that all things were made by him and for him. So I'm going to say it's him. Amen. I thank God. See, I'm just in that place where my Father's got it. It's his. He put it all in his Son, and his Son made all things. He created it all. And you go back and read the Word of God. There isn't anything that was made without him. So I'm so thankful. Understanding in all things, it's got to be him. And then we have that precious in Christ there in verse 10 that finishes it up. But once again, Paul begins with quite a statement here, doesn't he? Of complete boldness in the dispensation of the revelation of the mystery of the bride, the bridal message that Christ Jesus gave unto him. No other writer in the Word of God speaks with such boldness in the grace of God. There just isn't. And we've read why. Because of, remember those studies and sermons we had on the hypergrace? Well, we'll get back to hypergrace again. But when God opened all of that up, I'll tell you what, if you'll take it, you'll get bold in grace. And I thank the Lord that Paul wasn't ashamed of what the Lord gave to him. And he never magnified himself. He said it was the grace of God that was with him. It was the grace of God that did everything. It was the grace of God that performed everything. He praised the Lord. He gave him all the glory that he took the chiefest sinners and he gave him everything. All by mercy. Paul didn't earn a thing. The only thing he ever deserved was the lowest, hottest hell and lake of fire. Just like all of us. And that's why it was so beautiful and magnificent. Because Paul received, because of grace, Paul took it as nothing but mercy. It was all mercy. It was all the exact extreme opposite of what I deserve. And I thank the Lord we have that mindset and heart set with God because we love his grace. We'll grow up fully just like the Apostle Paul. He's speaking to this precious brother to go on in the truth because Paul knows that his time on this earth is growing very short. He knows that God has called this precious brother in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's encouraging him the same way. He's encouraging us the same way. Praise be to God, you've got the same calling. Praise be to God, he chose you just the same. Praise be to God, it's the crown that's mine, that's yours too. And you're going to win it the same way. You're going to win it all by grace. I've heard people say about that high calling, oh, you got to reach and press. For what? For more grace. Just, you got grace, take more grace. Just understand it's grace for grace. It's always grace. It's always this gift, and He has given it. Always remember that too. You just want to take what He's already given. That's why He wants that Holy Ghost to take the things of Christ and show them unto you. And what don't you have in Christ when you've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ? That's a rhetorical question. You already know the answer. You have everything. Praise be to God. He said He gave you everything. So in giving you everything, Lord of all, isn't that beautiful? Let's grow up. Let's enjoy it. Let's rejoice. And the rejoicing needs to be now. But He says, consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding in some things, in a few things, in all things. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, I love it. Those are those Paul's alls, and we're so grateful to that. There's nothing lacking. And if we really, really look into this verse with care, I'll tell you what, this is one of the most wonderful, incredible verses in the entire Word of God. But I want to just take a second. When Paul says this, consider what I say. I'd like us to just go back real quick to Romans chapter 2, verse 16. And think about what God had him to say. And in Romans 2:16, he's talking about when the Lord is, and what the Lord is doing in the saints even right now, and what God will bestow upon them, praise the Lord, that have, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. He says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to what? To my gospel. To my gospel. And this is why Paul can be so bold in saying, consider what I say. Because truly the Lord did reveal to him this mystery that was hidden from the prophets and the sons of men, from angels. All of them wanted to look into it. But as the Word of God said so romantically, they wrote those things for us. When you really get it, you'll start to have this heart. We'll have this heart like Paul in this boldness of love. But this phrase, consider, first of all, the word consider means to understand. Understand what I say. But then when it says the Lord give you understanding, that word actually means something different. It means that the Lord would give thee a running together with Him and a flowing together with Him in all things. Isn't that one of the most beautiful things you ever heard? Amen. Understand what Paul says, and the Lord will give you a running together with Him and a flowing together with Him in all things. As I was just meditating on that, all I could see were these two beautiful horses just going, you know, just flowing, one. And the incredible romantic heart of our God, these two hearts that are made one in everything, to share together everything, and in perfect harmony. Now, this running together, the reason that they do is because it speaks of the one mind. And we know whose mind that is. It's not ours. It's His. It's His glorious mind. It's the good pleasure of His will. Amen. I love to run with Him in the good pleasure of His will. I love to run with Him in the wonderful power and pleasure of the word of His grace. I love when, by the grace of God, grace floods my soul to flow together with Him. It's beautiful. And I know that God is doing it more and more in our lives because this is what this gospel does. This is what happens when we come in here and we consider, we understand what Paul says. Praise God. We need to be about it. Because what Paul says is the word of God. We understand that. But what Paul says under the anointing of the Holy Ghost is it opens up everything in the word of God.
we begin to enter into running together and flowing together in all of those hidden mysteries of the Old Testament. Those things that, again, were written, beautiful stories, beautiful power, powerful acts of God, and moments of such great mercy, grace. But yet the hidden layers, the meanings that were in there, that were waiting there for us, only by that increase of grace that would be given to us to enlighten the eyes of our understanding to see. So, how beautiful that as we run together with Him, we have this knowledge together with Him. We're like-minded and one mind in His complete knowledge and vision for us. As the Word of God says by His Spirit, yea, the deep things of God, even the will and desire and purpose and good pleasure of His will. No wonder the Lord had Brother John Hill say to me at the very end, probably the last thing he ever said to me, as he would walk in time after time and just that smirk upon his face. He said, you know, son, we're not even going to have to think about what's going to happen when we get there. We're just going to enter in. And then he froze, you know, with his eye like this. And it's true. You run together with Him now. You flow together with Him now. You don't have to worry about ruling and reigning. It just goes because of this mind that's in Him, that's in us. Paul's gospel always points to full maturity. It always points to nothing but full growth. Unto a perfect man, praise God, always for a saint that's ready for the bridegroom. And Paul, it says here, suffers for the elect's sake. The elect's sake. To have this bridal fellowship, it says here that Paul endured this suffering. This precious brother endured all because of his love for the truth in the saints. This struck me because I know that there are many going through, well, all of us are going through hard things. Different ones going through different hard things in different ways. But brothers and sisters, if we truly love with this fervency of the bridal love that Paul has here, you'll endure it for the elect's sake. Did you hear me? You'll endure it for the elect's sake. If you truly love this gospel, you'll love that rib portion body like that. And you won't cut and run. I don't care what you face. This is the greater love hath no man. This is the love of Christ. And this isn't such an opportunity, maybe like never before, for many. You've never really suffered for Christ's sake. This is it. Get in there. Get in there by the grace of God. This is your treasure. This is crowning time. This is where the champions come forth. And that cut is going forth. We can know the word. We can speak lots of things. But I thank the Lord that by the grace of God, let us live it. And this is one of the proof of living it. You'll endure all things, not for your family's sake, not for your friends' sake, not for all the people that think for their sake. It better be for the elect's sake. Amen? That's what this says. So if you have a beef about it, you just take it to God. Because I'm not going to listen to it anymore. And I'll tell you what, I don't think He will either. So, this, brothers and sisters, is because of the truth in the saints. And listen to the proof of the love for the truth in the saints that was in Paul's heart to grow up fully, that he was truly after the mature sons of God. See, turn on over to 1 Corinthians 1:17. In 1 Corinthians 1:17, Paul lets it be made known right away. This is early on in the encouragement of this ministry that the Lord put in Paul.
In 1 Corinthians 1:17, he said, "For Christ sent me not." Did you hear this? "Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." It's an interesting statement. And I'd like you to think about this, even though the order of the books here has 1 Corinthians before Galatians. Galatians was written before 1 Corinthians. And what gospel would Paul be talking about if Galatians was written first? The preach no other gospel, amen? Amen. He's talking about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus gospel, amen? It's exactly what he's talking about. Paul did baptize. He speaks of ones that he did. Paul's message, praise be to God, always preaches salvation. It always preaches the blood of Jesus. It's all there. But what he was after, what God had sent him like that heat-seeking missile, was to find those, praise God. Not find, God would bring them. But to preach that wondrous whole counsel of God to them who would believe. Think of how restless he was with the Corinthians. God stuck him there more than time than anywhere. And all he wanted to do was get out. Lord, these are just squirrels. They don't want your best. They're just messing around with this. They just show up and then it makes me want to throw up the way that they act. But God put him there. God taught him a lot of patience. God worked a lot of grace in him. God showed him, Paul, that word's never going to return void unto me. And I thank the Lord how, even if just one received, just one, Paul got to that point, didn't he? Because later in life, there wasn't anybody to preach to. All right. So, this was to preach the doctrine, the full maturity message, and the complete fullness of God message. And Paul says, I endure for the elect's sake. So that word elect, it means the best of its kind. That's what it means. Well, what kind are we talking about? We're talking about Christian kind. It's exactly who Paul's speaking to here. I'm preaching this message. I'm enduring this hardship. Not for sinners. Not so that ones would be saved. This is for the elect of God. This is the great love, praise the Lord, that the Lord works in our hearts. Thank the Lord tonight, even right now, just thank Him. He's brought you into that. You've endured for the elect's sake to continue on in the Word of God. You may not even understand or think you ever encourage one person, but I'll assure you this, if you're a joint in that body, supplying's going all through you, so get over yourself and just let Him supply. Amen. That's truth. I'm telling you, it's truth. God's got so much to show you when you get to heaven. I always tell Him, what are you going to show me about that glory that's always been with me? Praise God. But see, this is the best of its kind. This is the choice ones, the preeminence. The chosen of God. And well, oh my, what the Lord desires for His sons. To stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And all I can say is let that be you and me. Yes, amen. Amen? By the grace of God, take this grace and believe. Don't just hear this and be stirred up. By the grace of God, this is ours. This is ours, and we take this, and then we stand, and it's mine. How do you think you write a song? It's mine, 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 all is mine, without understanding this. I'm serious, you go into a church and sing something like that, what is that nut talking about? Come in here, you're talking about what I got. You got what I have, and I have what you got. Because by the grace of God, the Holy Ghost got a hold of us to pay attention and consider what Paul got. It's so simple, isn't it?
This is so simple. It's a cookie on a shelf. It is, that crown is a cookie. It's just right there, praise God, and he's handed it to us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank him for this and just praise him. Oh, Lord, it's your doing. So what was Paul after for the elect to obtain? Was it salvation? No, it was salvation with eternal glory. It was the salvation. This is what he's getting at. There's a mark for this salvation Paul is speaking of here. And it's so beautiful as you go back here. That's exactly what that word obtain means in verse 10. See where it says that we also may obtain the salvation? That word there means hit the mark. That we would hit the mark. I think I've heard that before. Somewhere in Philippians. That mark for the prize. It just brings us back. It's exact. It's that cookie. Matter of fact, there ain't any other cookies on this shelf. You don't even have any others to choose from. It's just that one. It's that crown. Hallelujah. And this is what he tells us here. It's that mark. It's that prize. And that mark, praise God, is all by grace and truth in Jesus Christ. And what is that mark for salvation? Well, we see here, and let's not jump ahead too much, because like I said, this is one of the most beautiful verses. They're all beautiful, but this is just so packed with glory. It says salvation with. If you go in and look up that word with, it means among the dead with. It means in the midst with. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Amen. With. Isn't that beautiful? Among the dead with. And then it means in the midst with. We go right back over there to Revelation chapter 4. In the midst of the throne. That's the with we're speaking of here. And that's the meaning of this with. Praise God. He just, it's just these heart explosions all the way to get to salvation with eternal glory. It's so beautiful as he does these things. And this is what he does. This is our Acts 20:32. We know this. Might as well just turn there as well just to read it so beautifully as the word of God tells us. In Acts 20:32, it says, and now, brethren, not someday, and now, I commend you to God. I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. There's that set apart company. There's what this is all about. This is that, praise God, among the dead, in the midst of the throne. This is where this is all pointing us to, with them that are sanctified. So finally now, we arrive at eternal glory. And I never get tired of going back and reading the notes the Lord has placed in my Bible about this. That word, the words eternal glory mean unending sun, S-U-N, glory. Unending S-U-N glory. Remember how there's a glory of the moon, glory of the stars, but then there's the glory of the sun. And see, there's something about that sun, praise God. And as we've come to find out, the sun has light within. The moon has a reflected light upon it. Moon's mighty cool, incredible. And oftentimes looks a lot bigger than our sun. Sure does, doesn't it? More apparent. Matter of fact, you can look all at it and look at it. But that sun glory, you can't. You got to be like him to look at that. See, you're like him. That's why you can look at it. You don't turn away from it. You just stare at it. And then it transforms you even more into like him. So much so that that bride descends, having the glory of God, and what? And her light. It's her light. It's Him. See, the light of her is Him. Amen? And you read on, and it said, and that city had no need of light. Right? All right, I'll get going way into that, and you'll be here way long. That'd be good for you, I think. All right. But now, that's what's so beautiful here. It means unending sun glory. And here you go. Here's your next meaning of it. Kingly glory. The kingly glory. So not only is it unending, not only is it the sun glory, it's the glory of kings. It's the glory of that majesty. And you think about how full our Lord's heart is and always has been for us. And that's what is all there for every child of God. Every child of God. It's all there for all of us in Christ. That calling, not according to our own works, but see, this is His eternal purpose and His grace. And as we've read time and time again through this study, why? To set us into plain view. Someday to be made known that He has loved us. He's going to make known to all that He has loved her. He's going to put her in plain view, praise God. She's hidden right now, but I'll tell you what, she'll be made known. Matter of fact, she'll be made so known that they're going to come and bow down and worship before her feet. And you know why? Because she'll be right there in the midst of the throne with Him. So everything that He's receiving, she's going to receive right with Him. So don't get bent out of shape about that. Oh, you're thinking you're Jesus or something. No, I'm with Jesus. I'm one with Him. I'm right there with Him. He told me what's mine is yours, honey. Glorified together with Him means exalted to the same glory. So it's got to be His. So I've got to be in a oneness with Him to receive that. That's got to be hyperpleianonso grace, which we'll get to in just a minute. But that's it. It's that grace. It's grace so beyond. It does. If you're bashful about this, shy, if you don't know about this, you're going to say, that's crazy talk. He's crazy in love. And you better know it because you missed it all. If you miss this, you have truly missed it all. You've missed it all. If you believe the Word of God, why not believe all the Word of God? Why not take everything? Why not go in there and believe Him? For everything. Not be limited by what a man says, by what a religion says. And I'm talking about sweet people that told you about Jesus all your life. But man, when He opens up, and I heard it time and time again in here, we all have, that field of knee-deep clover, you get in. And people might be, they might be just satisfied with little grubs because they're so into them. But somehow, some way, He gives eyes to some of us. And you jump on over and you just don't go back. So, that calling, praise God, that He's called us with to set us in plain view, which was given unto us, because He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens before the world began. Never forget that. That's Ephesians 1, 3, and 4. Ephesians 1, 3, and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according or just as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him, and I love it, in love. In love. This is the in love lover, see? This is in love. I take it just like that. Now, to close, let's go back and read why and how all this in Christ from a few weeks back came about through 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. Never forget this. This is how it all transpired for each and every one of us. This is why we have this. This is why there is no disputing why we have this. This is why there is no doubt that this truth that we rejoice in, that Paul said, consider what I say and you'll have understanding in all things. This is why. Paul said it, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Circle that, mark that. Understand those words, exceeding abundant, are found one time in the Word of God. And that is that hyperpleianonso grace with faith and love. Isn't that something? See, it didn't just say love. It didn't just say faith. It's both. And it's both in believing in His love. Grace so immense with believing in His love that we receive the full intimate desire of His heart for me. Grace so exceeding and far beyond any imagination that I believe in that passion of His love for me before He ever set a star in heaven. Grace so exceeding far beyond that I am His good pleasure, because that's the very plan of His will, was His good pleasure, which He saw in us in Christ. And then His super exceeding grace sets me in the midst of the throne with all salvation with eternal glory, the same glory He was raised in and set in at the right hand of the Father that gave Him all the glory over all things, and this hyperpleianonso grace joined me together with Him in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What He has been set over all by the grace of God, by this incredible grace, praise God, that's been waiting for us. Waiting for us. He's been waiting for us. Praise God. This has all been made. This has all been done in me. In me. And this grace, praise God, hallelujah, that comes through my word. The word of my grace brought this. You understand that? See, that grace was not known. That grace was not known. But Paul, God said, that vessel, he's going to receive this grace, and he's going to preach this grace, and them that will apprehend his grace, them that will be partakers of Paul's grace. There's one thing that you'll have. You'll have one big also with Paul. Now, in verse 10, he says, I endured all things for this love for the saints. Brothers and sisters, let's take this to heart. Not some things, but all things. And I thank God for this time. This is, but for God, the strangest time I've ever known. But I think it not strange because of this message. Because I know He couldn't work this without the wildness breaking forth and all of this stuff going on. The chaos is going on, but there's a fervency going on in the hearts of them that love Him. But not some, but all. And thanks be to God, we are understanding this more and more all the time. I can truly say, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Woe is me if I stand not in the gospel. And I'm talking about, by the grace of God, with more joy and passion. And all I can do is pray for my own life as well as for yours, that we take this. And the love that is required, there's a love that's required in each joint for the body. Each joint for the body. You're for the body. Yes, you are. We supply, praise God. It's all from the head, but we supply one another. And how powerful the edifying joints are one to another, especially in that little rib body. That quickening of salvation with eternal glory in the precious hearts. And I can honestly say in you, precious hearts, and it's because of the grace of God that's with you. But I can tell you like no other time, that supplying has kept this brother running. That supplying, by the grace of God, has brought a fervency in my heart that I couldn't even express to you. I mean, this run and stride and joy, pure joy. I'll tell you what, I'm looking for that giant. I've got a sword melted to my hand. Because I've had a lot of supplying. And I know why. It's because of this gospel. This is the love of Jesus. This world has no love. Like I say, by the grace of God, maybe Sunday, if we get there, he's got some more tuning. But as we were just going into prayer to begin tonight, all I could think of, Lord, is like, you know, the orchestra, when you go to hear the orchestra and they all kind of walk out there and you hear them just kind of, you know, and all this. And then here came, we began to pray and worship together. And man, we were tuned in like that, just like that. Praise God. Let's stand, be dismissed. Thank you, Jesus.